Rick Quimby and that beautiful song. Next up, we have one of our long-standing members of the community who has entertained us in so many places. And Terrence is one of the first people that I ran into all those many years ago that I had the great luck of walking in here, Terrence Haggerty. And he's got his guitar with him. And I think he's going to play and sing. And in a minute, here he comes. Terrence and we Haggerty.
Haggerty, yes. In Boston area, they spell it right. It's the only city in North America where they spell it right. It doesn't work, Paul. In Latin, the word lacuna means a gap or something that isn't there. It just isn't there. Mr. Lacuna goes down to the docks. He's holding his life and a hole in his socks. He doesn't look so good. His extremities ache 'cause he wants to be free. His insides shake like a leaf on a tree. He'd jump in if he could. But no one wants to hear his tale. That's not so strange at all. A sad romance as old and stale as adamant is fall. But not to him, he catches his breath. It's not so dull mixing these things, love and death. He takes a moment's pause. Woo, 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 woo. Such pleasure right from the start. And Mr. Lacuna, his hand on his heart, spins out his time in streams. And not that that's always the best thing to do, but some situations demand it of you, or else you get lost in dreams. Some moments come, some moments go. Some rivers have to bend. Some moments grow and grow and grow and never seem to end. A goat comes and plants a young shoot in the hole. And Mr. Lacuna regathers his soul. Raindrops begin to fall.
Wow.